Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen this week. And I'll tell you what's cooking. I've had so many answers, so many questions flooding in asking for answers. So I'm trying my first call from Crystal. And her question is, how can I get my three-year-old to eat veggies? I know that's a problem that so many of you mothers and fathers have out there. So I'm going to share with Crystal, if I can get her, what I can suggest to her. Because I've got...
Hello?
Lisa! Crystal!
Yes?
Yes, I'm calling Crystal. This is Paula Deen. How are you?
Fine, yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I received a question from you, and if you can't remember what it was, your question was, how can I get my three-year-old to eat veggies? Listen, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, isn't it, Crystal?
Oh, yes, it is.
Because at that age, they're so picky, and they'll tell you, because, listen, I've got 2 3-year-olds, and they'll look at me and say, I don't like it. And I said, well, when did you ever try it? Come to find out, they'd never had it before. But they're automatically going to tell you they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our practice around our house, you know, please just taste it one time. And then if you really don't like it, you don't have to eat anymore. But I have found that if you allow your children to help in the preparation of the food, that they're so proud, Crystal, that they have a bigger tendency to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Is your 3-year-old interested in helping in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. He's always telling me how he wants to sit on the counter and help me out. But, you know, dealing with the stove, sometimes I tell him, you know, it's better off if he just waits.
I know, but if you can let him do just a little something without putting him in danger, and a good way is always hiding your vegetables in casserole dishes. And, you know, you can actually put them in the blender and blend them so that they can't see them.
Oh, okay. That sounds amazing.
Yes. And at the grocery store, I keep these little packs in my refrigerator. And I keep vegetable packs in there for my grandchildren. So I'll give them one of these because they still love sucking on stuff. And yeah. I'll give them one of those to supply them with their vegetables.
Okay.
Or you could cook some of your things in like V8 juice that has the medley of all the vegetables.
Yeah.
So you could try that,
yeah, no,
too.
I got a recipe off your website for chicken pot pie, and that's what I was going to make today. So I guess I'll just have Sam help me shred up chicken and something.
There you go. Let him stir in the green peas and maybe the carrots and brag on him and say what a smart boy he is and how proud you are of him, that he's putting together his own meal that he's going to cook and eat. So,
yeah, okay. You
know, that works pretty good, honey.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Crystal, for listening.
No, I needed the advice. I needed it. Yeah, my 3-year-old is very picky.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain because we're dealing with the same thing in our little family. Well, good luck to you, honey, and I appreciate your question.
No, thank you for answering it. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to you.
Well, you are. And listen, get back with me and let me know if any of those tricks work for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course, I will.
Thank you, Crystal. Best dishes right, and love to you.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, well, this is a great time for us to take a little break and see what our sponsors got to say, and I'll be right back.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel.
So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Okay. I'm calling.
Hello?
I'm calling Sherry, y'all. Sherry?
Yes, I am.
This is Paula Deen calling you.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
I am calling to try to answer a question that you sent in.
Okay.
And how are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Good. Do you
remember? I'm probably fine now that you called.
Oh, well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Thank you for answering. Do you remember the question you sent in?
I forget what it was about.
Well, I will remind you, darling. Here it is. There are some of us who have pacemakers and cannot use the induction burners.
Oh, yeah.
Can you find a solution for us? I wanted to buy yours on Sunday, but could not. I guess that you saw me on Evine this weekend with my induction burner.
Yes,
I did. Is that right? Well, Sherry,
yes, I did.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, honey. I did not know that if you had a pacemaker, there was any problem. I did not know that.
Yeah, it raises the rate of the pulsemaker up. You know, so that it increases. I had an induction burner, but then I saw yours and I'm going like, I couldn't use the one I had, and then I'm going like, this is frustrating because the one that I have is not got, it doesn't have the nice top on it, and you know.
So I don't know. Could you possibly present that same question to your doctor? And I will start trying to do a little research on it myself because I was totally unaware of that.
Yeah, I was thinking if maybe there's something that like we could put like a bib type of a thing over us.
Yes.
That would protect
us.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was really thinking about that.
What
about?
I don't know, honey. I wouldn't do anything until I talk with my doctor.
Yeah.
And please get back with me, Sherry, and let me know what that doctor says.
Okay. Yeah, I do know that the pacemaker clinic did say, they did tell me, because I asked about the induction burner, and they did say that it does raise the pulse rate, your pulse rate.
Wow.
And yeah. So if there's something, you know, like I thought, you know, about the bib kind of a thing, that would just protect that section, maybe, you know, so we're not in such close, you know,
proximity to it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be checking on this. And are you going to be going to your doctor soon for any kind of checkup?
Actually, I just had one 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could.
I went to the pacemaker clinic actually 2 weeks ago, too, and I discussed it with them. And they did say, well, it's going to raise your, you know, your pulse rate. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really would like to be using an induction burner. And I think
okay.
I really like your. And I was really like frustrated because.
Right.
That's great for us.
Listen, they are wonderful. You know, the people that live in Europe, they're putting nothing but induction burners in their home, in their home kitchens. I mean, it's the greatest source of heat that I've ever seen. But listen, you have really got my mind ticking away, and I'm going to get in touch with my manufacturer, and I'm going to see if I can get to the bottom of this. So, Sherry, I sure do appreciate your question. You know, I've always said the longer I live, I learn something new every day of my life.
Well, I'm sure there's many of us out there that would appreciate this, you know?
Well, I'm going to...
Nobody even realizes
right.
that. They buy that and they don't people don't realize. Right. And there's somebody around, you know, that, you know, in the family even has to stay away from that.
Right. Well, I'm going to get with my manufacturer and I'm going to see what we can do about it, Sherry.
I sure do appreciate it, and God bless you.
God bless you, honey. God bless you.
You're so great, and everybody just loves you, and I'm crying, and I just love you.
Thank you, Sherry, and I love you back.
Okay, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you, my darling, and you have a blessed day, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, with love.
Okay, with love back.
You know, it's such an honor for me to talk, to be able to talk to my friends out there that I've never met. Sometimes it gets very emotional for me to talk with my friends, but it's such a blessing for me. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I always love when I'm able to chat with y'all. So until next time, friends, I send you love and best dishes.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.